Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and thank you so much for tuning in to AIR. It has been a very interesting week for me, and I have been talking to a friend of mine, Christina, who calls in, and she brought up about reincarnation in spirits because of the conversation we were having. This past week, my beautiful dog, Josie, actually went through the tunnel and then came back. She had 4 seizures in one day. Was on the verge of dying, most definitely. And she came back. And she looks quite normal. So it's like she's on the edge. She's 11 years old. But because her... And the reason why I knew that she was really on the edge is my sister was over here to spend some time with Josie. And all of a sudden, my dog door opened by itself. And we heard paw prints on the floor, and I went in to see if something had come in. Nothing was there, closed it, and pretty soon the dog door opened again, and again, footsteps. And soon we were hearing paw prints on the wood floor. So we know that her escorts were there for her, yet she decided just to stick around for a little bit longer. So I know that spirits are still here, and she's had many opportunities. She's just being a little resistant, and that's her choice. One thing that people often call me when during readings, and they say, oh, I have this elderly mother, father, grandfather, uncle, aunt. Is she going to die soon? And one thing, folks, it's on their time scale. When it gets to that point, it really is up to them. When they find that the right person has come to them as an escort, or if they have completed all the goodbyes, then they will go. And that is something very interesting about my dog. She also went around to all the neighbors to say goodbye. She wanted to make sure that each one of them knew how much she appreciated them. So it's very interesting to watch the process through a dog. And through my dog, I have learned so much about unconditional love. I've learned about what I'm working to be. Most definitely. She's been my role model, my mentor. She's awesome. And she will be sadly missed when she finally does go. But right now, she still teaches me. Presently, I live with just Josie in my home. And when she's gone, it will really be the first time I'm alone, on my own. And she, for some reason, sent it out there, the spirits, the angels, and all of a sudden people who I haven't talked to, who I know care a lot about me, are calling me to say, hey, Jen, what's up? How you doing? And then I would let them know about Josie, and most of them knew who Josie was. But she was, this whole situation, Spirit is letting me know that I'm not alone, that I'm loved, and I'm cared for. People are here to support me. And during these times, a lot of people are needing that. So if you ever have the urge that you need to get in touch with somebody, do it. The world is getting smaller, and it's good to get in touch with those old friends. The people that you really had a good time with, and even some of the people that you learned some lessons, it's a good time to just reach out and just say, hey, thank you. You know, I know that we had a huge fight, but from that, I learned about myself. I learned to stand up for myself. I knew what my boundaries were because of this. People like to know that they've given to you something, and it's always, always very good to be grateful for the experience you've had with people, especially the ones that are tough. And you know, it's very interesting to have a dog that in human years is the same age as my parents, to understand that they're both getting up there in age, they're both having their aches, they're both having, you know, situations that can pretty much take them to the other side at any time. So, of course, I am spending a lot more time with my parents as a result of going through this. I'm more in touch with them, which I was always in touch with them, but I appreciate them a lot more because of Josie. Another lesson from an animal. So, you know, the phone lines are open if you have any comments, any experiences you want to talk about. I know Josie will be back in another form soon, even though she's really tired. Because as an affirmation that I have been saying quite a lot lately is there is no loss in divine mind. If Josie needs to go, I will get her equivalent soon. I bless her. I let her go. I've surrendered her. I've seen where she's going. It's absolutely wonderful. You know, it's interesting that a friend of mine has always called her a princess. And on the other side, she is a princess. And she acts like a princess on this side. Trust me, she gets spoiled. But she's worth it because she is one of those wonderful teachers that in many ways can't be replaced. She can't. None of my pets really can have, they're all so different and yet they've taught me unconditional love in so many different ways. And it's just awesome to truly understand the beauty of the animals around and the signs that they're giving you. The look of Josie looking out and she starts, you know, kind of, I don't even know if you could call it a whine, a little bark, but she's staring out and I know she's talking to another dog that I had that's passed, Buck. You know, I walk through my living room and there's Buck laying on the couch again. It's like, oh, you're waiting for Josie, huh? Okay. Just don't mess up anything. He's just there. So I know Buck and another dog, Stone, are both here to escort Josie to the other side when she's ready. And they're still here. I'm still hearing the footprints every once in a while. They're pretty quiet now because she is. But, you know, I'm just getting all these signs that it's going to be on her time. I did call a vet to come out and check her out. The vet never called me back. Now, this vet is very intuitive, and I trust her judgment. If she's seeing, is thinking that it's not time for Josie to see her, then it's not. I'm trusting spirit. I'm trusting what's going on here. I definitely want the very best for my dog. She's not suffering. I want to make sure that you understand that. She really has very, it doesn't even look like she had any after effects from having the seizures, believe it or not. It was just a very interesting time. She is wonderful, and from that, I'm just getting a lot of energy from the other side. And I know that she will be back. I know that I've had lives with my other animals before. One of them, Buck, who I mentioned before, I've had many lives with him. As for Stone, I mean, Stone had the attitude of, he was my man, he was my only man, and no man can be around me if he was there. He was ultra protective of me. He made sure that, I mean, I literally said if I was dating someone, you have to pass the Stone test. And they did not understand it was 165 Akita that they needed to get along with. But once they get to the situation, it worked out fine. And it was a really good test. If they can get along with Stone, they're okay. So again, I'm in a state of just gratitude of Josie and everything that she's taught me. If you've had some experiences with an animal, or if you have any questions about what's going on, in fact, I'm feeling an animal right now, rubbing against my legs. Please, you're welcome to call in. Let me know what you're thinking about this. And the numbers are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So it's interesting and it's a lot of fun to just spend time with her and see what's going on. And just clue into her energy. She's very calm. She knows that she's being a little resistant of this, but she also knows that it's time. And I'm just being very respectful of what she wants. Did she want to go out to a vet to be put down, euthanized? She said, no, I'm going to go in my sleep. I want to go at home. That's why I called the vet, because I knew the vet would come here. And the vet didn't come. And I called the vet twice. And no vet, not time. So she is doing okay. But I know the animals are with her. I know they're around her, and it's just the way the energy is going right now. A lot of people are leaving the physical plane to be on the other side to help us more on the other side. It's like many of the major tragedies where, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people are leaving this plane. They're doing it because their time is up. They volunteered to go to the other side and really be of service on that side. And that's okay. And even though it's hard for us, it's something that we need to respect and honor them for that. And we do have Christina on line 3. How you doing?
Hello, Jennifer. I am, like, you know, I'm a Christian.
Yes.
So, fundamental Christian, born again Christian, Roman Catholic Christian, spiritual, metaphysical, and the past life stuff is something so new to me. I mean, I don't believe in death, obviously.
Obviously.
But I know we cross over. It's kind of like, I think being born is probably a, sort of like feeling like you're dying. You know, you come out screaming.
Yeah, it's a transition, most definitely.
And so, you know, dying, you know, we resist. So wouldn't that be kind of like being born again and resisting? And then, here we are.
In many ways, yes. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of people have an eternal anger at Spirit Source God since being born because they're one with their mother and then they're forced out. And they don't want to leave, so it's like they feel that separation. So in many ways, Josie is not wanting to feel the separation from me, even though she knows she's always going to be with me. And she is resisting from really what I feel. It's like, what a treat. I mean, she's got a beautiful place she's going, but reincarnation, past life.
I know, you cook her chicken for dinner every night.
Night, something.
Yeah, I know. And you're right, she is a princess. She's total noble. She is the woman of all female dogs. She's it. But now you mentioned, because I've been listening, and you said that she's going to be replaced, like she's going to be reincarnated quickly?
In some form, yeah.
Back into your life?
Most likely. Most likely. Like you recently had...
Will she be animal or plant?
It could be human.
Okay, I didn't know that you could go like that.
Let's put it this way. I had a reading from somebody who said, "When I have a choice to come back if I want to. If I want to come back, most likely I will come back as an animal. Because to experience that." Everybody have a lot of different opinions on, you know, you evolve from being animal to being human. But the way I think about it, animals show humans unconditional love. They don't really compete with each other unless it's for mating or for food. They are very much evolved species. So I don't understand why a human can't evolve to an animal.
And plus, if you spell it backwards, it's God. But
well, that's,
you know,
dog, but yeah.
Dog, God. All right. Help me understand this, because, you know, when we cross over and walk towards those who have crossed over before us,
mm-hmm.
they are there waiting. But
right.
What if they're reincarnated?
Then somebody else. There's always some type. It's like even when we were talking last week with Stuart Wilde, he was saying that we have, or he might not have, I can't remember, but we have two parts of us. There's one always in the spiritual form, and then there's one in the physical, if we decide to be in the physical form. So, you know, it's like there's people who have literally said, I met you 3 weeks ago at this place. I know it was you, and it wasn't me. But it was my twin who they met and had a conversation
okay.
with.
So
in some sense, you got to think of it as the other side of the animal, the other part of that spirit is going to be in the physical form, and yet there's always, as Stuart Wilde was saying, a Luna. There's always a copy of you in a Luna.
Sort of like a impression, or is it the original?
I would say it's one, the original. It's a higher, the higher self of you.
Okay.
And that's what you connect with, because the higher self knows truth. It's like connecting to your heart, knows the truth. Your heart can't lie to you. If you're truly connecting to your heart, it cannot lie to you. It cannot deceive you. It cannot be in denial. It knows the truth. Now, the conscious levels or the subconscious part of you, that's denial, that stuffs it down, that says, no, that wasn't me. No. But your heart knows the truth.
There's a documentary out, and I posted it on Facebook, and it's about a Christian family
mm-hmm.
who has a young little boy, and when he was younger, like preschool age, he was drawing all of these very detailed pictures of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having terrible nightmares, and he was dreaming about a little man that was shot down and was drowning in the ocean, and you know, the parents questioned it, and when they asked, well, who's the little man, he said, me. And it went further into investigation, and they actually found that the dad took action. He did a research on the naval ship that the boy said he was, you know, in the military, and he gave him the ship's name. And the dad did research, and the boy was right about the ship. And then there was a gentleman who showed him a picture of the guy who went down, and by fate, the little boy's name is James, and the man who 50 years ago died, his name was James also. Then they mm-hmm. found James's, the military James, they found his surviving sister, mm-hmm. and the boy knew her, and then the boy also met some of the World War II veterans, and he knew them by name. And anyways, it's a big documentary on it, and it's pretty convincing about the possibilities that we are basically recycled. Recycled makes more sense to me than reincarnated.
I'm just curious why it is. It makes a little more sense to be recycled, isn't it? I don't see that there's really that much of a difference.
No, there is no difference. But to try to explain what reincarnation is, I would just say we're recycled.
Well, we come back as an older soul. We know a little more. I mean, it's interesting. You have a very old soul. And you've gone back and you have experienced some of your past lives, correct?
Two of them.
So you know it happens. And I was there when you did it, and you were kind of blown away by it. But since then, you've done even a little investigation within yourself, and you feel more comfortable with it, do you not?
Right. Now I can talk about it without feeling like I'm being sacrilegious and disobedient, and now I talk about it on a level of it's good to always ask questions,
mm-hmm.
and then take it to that level where it's personal for you. I'm not here to convince, persuade, or sell any kind of foo-foo dust on anyone.
Right.
I'm researching this all because I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even understand why I want to know. I mean, past is past. Now is now. Tomorrow's not even here. But then when I think about it, I always hear, but you've already been there. And when I hear stuff like that, it confuses me. And then I think maybe I should just go take some psychotic drug.
No. Think about it, Chris. I know you probably have gone someplace and you felt so comfortable there, yet you never had been there before that you can remember.
Many times.
And you meet people and you have this instant, you know them, you feel comfortable with them. You might not know their names or anything about them, but there's that heart connection.
Yes.
And to me, and I think for you, I know when I did past life regression, and I'm able to do it with myself, but I also have done it with a professional. I've just gone into trance and been able to relive some of my past lives. It's helped me understand why I'm learning what I'm learning here now. Why I went through a certain experience, because it wasn't completed before. So it's kind of like finishing that cycle out so I can move on to something else. And that's why I think people are interested about reincarnation, because it does have some interesting information to help you get through this life. And yes, I agree with you. The past is the past. It's done. Yet if it's something that's still keeping you tied to the past, the sooner you learn what that tie is, you can then cut it. And you truly can move on.
Well, right. In the experience with you, we were able to identify a loop of repetition in the current life, and how very similar everything was. And then when I was at a meetup meeting and they did the past life there, I volunteered, and again it had everything to do with today. At another moment in my life, it was very bizarre because I never told these people anything. I never told you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, wow, how is that, different time frame, and a different person completely, physical name, appearance, and everything, but that same person in that, I want to call it a body wrap, or that glove, different,
right.
but it was me. It was me. And I was like, it was really weird. So, you know, I had to go through all that process of spiritual searching inside my heart and talking to Jesus about it. And he wasn't mad at all, so it was okay.
No, he's not. He rose from the dead in one lifetime, so he's not going to be upset.
Now I ask, because, you know, the Bible is many different books, same source, just different writers, but same source. I wonder about all the books that haven't been published, and, God, this is going to be a premonition. There are going to be books coming forward that are going to fill in some of the puzzles.
Some of the puzzle pieces?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming out now.
If people read some of Stuart Wilde's work, I truly believe he's got a lot of the pieces to the puzzle to help you understand. When he was talking about the spiritual logo, it literally is all your lives in a nice cube, a nice little box. And it can show you so much of the lessons you're here to learn. It's kind of like has all your agreements all wrapped up in this box. And if you clue into that logo or clue into the true essence of yourself, you will understand so much. That's why I really recommend meditation or just sitting still, learning how to do trance meditation. You can get a lot from that. And paying attention to your dreams. I mean, when I started really becoming awake and honing into my gifts, a lot of my past lives came to me simply because I said, okay, I know this person. I want to know how I know this person. Show me in a dream. Show me in a vision and make sure I remember. And during the night, I would have this dream about this past life. And I would be reliving it at the same time. I was that person meeting this person for the first time. Very easy, and the more you sit still and hone into yourself and collect and connect with your soul, it makes your life so much easier.
And that's the purpose of it, to take the struggle away?
Yes. Yes. And it has helped me understand relationships with people on a much deeper level. I understand kind of like the buttons to push, not to push, you know, what the scenario is. Now, there is people that I've sensed that really heart-to-heart connection, and yet I don't get that information. And that's because I'm not supposed to.
Okay. Now, the pet that is in your office right now, it's a kitty cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt it. I mean, I felt the energy.
Yeah.
I sensed it. That it
and that would be my sister's cat, Iggy, is in the room now, too. I mean, my house is filled with all kinds of creatures to take her over to the other side, and she's just laying here.
That's bizarre. I mean, it's bizarre that I sensed it. So,
yeah.
Now, Mike, for the audience that's listening, I struggle with believing my senses and believing my intuition. I tend to doubt it and overanalyze it.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does help to be able to email Jen and say, is this real that I sense it? Or am I making this up? I always need validation. I mean, if I was in a past life during the days of Jesus, I was Thomas. I want to see it. Show me. You know, and Jesus held his palm up and showed him the wounds, you know,
mm-hmm.
that he was actually alive and walking and eating. We were talking about this earlier, like, can spirit taste? And I kept saying, no, spirit can't taste, but I just got this word of knowledge, Jennifer, that, yes, spirit can take mm-hmm. Jesus. Jesus, for 40 days after he died and was resurrected, he ate food.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have no doubts that,
so I guess
you know,
he can taste. I was asking that earlier. And that's the other thing. I always ask for validations. Like, am I making this up? Is this true? And then I'll get something that I can accept as a truth.
Right.
And the key word is, I can accept it. You may not, the person may not, but I can, and it resonates with me.
And that's all that's important. I mean, if somebody else doesn't agree with you, that's
right.
their
that's
world,
okay.
that's their existence,
you know, they
there's that, that, that's fine.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, back to Miss Josie, she just doesn't want to go, Jeff. She wants to stay, and you know what? She's going to hang out for as long as she wants to, and you're absolutely
oh, yeah.
right. It is on her. It's her contract, not yours.
Oh, most definitely. And the interesting thing is I actually made sure that all agreements and contracts with her are scratched null, done, just so she doesn't have any entanglements.
Right.
That she has to stay.
We should let everybody know that she's not in any pain at all.
Oh, no. She's sleeping. I mean,
yeah.
She literally is still going to the other side, folks. I mean, there's times that I look at her and her breathing is so shallow. It's like even my parents, who are not really big believers in what I do, they even say she's out of body.
Yeah, well, it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I felt her energy. And if you can imagine this, and fortunately there was nobody around to watch that I could see. I mean, I'm not saying nobody was watching, but that I could see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally petting her, and she was telling me that she was really glad that I liked her.
Yeah, and she does.
You know? So when you said that she went around and visited people, I went, yeah, she did. She went all the way 100 miles up the road.
Oh, yeah, she actually went all the way back to Ohio.
Oh, yes, she did.
Many times, at least two times.
Is that like beam me up, Scotty? Is it really quick? Is it like you're standing here and all you have to do is think of the place and you're there?
Sure. I mean, it is pretty, yeah, beam me over there. What she did was actually contact. She took different form when she was in Ohio. But it was definitely her. I have no doubts about it.
Because you felt her energy.
Oh, yeah. And uh-huh. just the way she came, checked in, and just disappeared. A mysterious dog just showed up at a friend's house.
Oh.
Never seen the dog before. Just all of a sudden, this dog showed up. And I said, well, you know that's Josie.
Is that because you recognize the energy with your eyes, or how does that work?
I just got an overwhelming. It was her.
Knew. So then you hear it in your head, because that's where we hear things, in our head. And then your earth person says you're nuts. And then your spirit person says, open up.
my human person doesn't say you're nuts anymore, but I just trust. And the more I trust it, really, Chris, the better life becomes.
I walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is a good close for me. I feel better. Thank you.
You're most welcome, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thanks, Jennifer.
You're always a pleasure to talk with.
Ditto.
Thank you.
Ditto. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. And since Chris did mention it, if you want to contact me, my website is angelsintuition.com. There is a form on there so you can get in touch with me. If you have any troubles, you can always do Jen, J-E-N, at jenniferhillman.com. That is another way. If you don't want to use a form, you can use that. And I'll get back in touch with you. But I do ask you to respect the fact that I do this for a living as well. So don't overwhelm me with too many questions or be surprised if I say, you know, you need to make an appointment for reading. If you, one question is a problem, if it's not too lengthy, just if you need confirmation with something, don't worry about it. Write me. So I just, you know, I do free readings here and I have no problem with that. And because I have so many things, going on, I do sometimes take at least 24 hours to get back with people. If I feel it's a question that really doesn't, they just need to just relax. Just understand that you might have to confirm yourself. And sometimes spirit just says don't answer. And it's no reflection on you. I'm not ignoring you. It's just I go by what spirit tells me. So please understand. I appreciate you all listening, and I do appreciate the letters and the emails. Truly, I do. But right now, there's a lot of interesting things going on. I do want to highly recommend, if you have a chance, to go to Karen Bishop's website. She has an ebook that is available. It's called Heaven's Gate. And it's by donation. And I highly recommend you read it. It is 65 pages. It is worth reading. It really explains a lot of what's going on, ways to handle it a little better. She even says in here that a lot of animals might begin to irritate you, which I have to say Josie has been. And it's just you guys are on two different levels now. And it's not that you're going to get rid of the animal, and I'm not trying to get rid of her. It's just things shift. And things change. And as you evolved, sometimes your animals evolved. Sometimes they stay put because they're already at a very high energy. I mean, Josie acts as if she's human. Literally, she will not eat dog food. So as Chris said, yes, I make her chicken. I do make her beef. I make her good food. And when she feels like eating, she eats. And that's just Josie. The princess coming through already. So she's already transitioned, and she has been transitioning for at least the last year into her princess mode. And we have Evelyn on the phone. Hello, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. What's your question or comment?
My question tonight is, okay, I don't know if I was listening to a show, and I'm not quite sure if you're doing this or not, but I have a dog here, and you were talking about pets and stuff. Is he not feeling good, or does he have an ear infection? Do you know? Or cause
okay, what's your dog? What's the dog's name?
Sparky.
Sparky? Because you got a lot of dogs around you. That's why I wanted to clue into the right one.
Well, and then there's another dog here, too. There's another dog in my home, but it's not my dog.
Right.
So, but if the other dog might be sick too, I'm not sure.
As for Sparky, yes, there is an ear infection, and I'm getting it's more allergy related than anything else.
Okay, because he seemed a little limp today, and I was just kind of wondering if it's maybe the infection or something else. And then the other dog's name is Jackson.
Okay.
And he, I think he has diarrhea or something, so I was wondering, well...
Yeah, there's a little bit of distress in Jackson, and I'm not getting sure which one. They're also showing me Valley Fever.
They're not showing
me which dog. Just keep an eye on it. Right now I'm getting Sparky that is more allergies more than anything. But I'm not getting a clear picture which one, but they are saying Valley Fever. So just keep an eye on both of them if you can. And if they start getting even worse, then you might have to get them checked for Valley Fever.
Well, because, the one dog is a golden lab.
Right.
Is it a bigger dog, and mine's more of a rot.
Well, mine
they're
looks
not,
more like a
they're
rock.
Not, they're not clarifying. They're not clarifying which one it might be.
Mm, that's interesting, because I was wondering what would be the symptoms, because the one dog has, like, diarrhea kind of thing, symptoms, and then my dog just kind of, like, shakes his head a lot. But today was the first day he kind of seemed a little bit more lethargic, but I don't know if it was because my son took him out for a run and maybe he just hurting a little.
I think, I mean, valley fever is like having the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be that both dogs have it. They're really, and I apologize, sometimes they just, they say, and I'm asking which one, and they're not saying anything. So there's a possibility that both of them might have a slight case of valley fever.
What do you do for valley fever? Do you know?
There is some medication that helps with dogs, most definitely.
Oh, there is.
But you can get, you just go in and ask them to test for valley fever.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's just a blood test, and it's just regular valley, you know, it's very common. I've been tested for valley fever. It's very
mm-hmm.
common in Arizona. It's just yeah. a fungus that's in the soil.
And
a lot of dogs do get it because most of them are outside in the wind, and it can infect people, and it just makes them really tired and like flu symptoms.
Okay, so keep an eye out for that then.
Yeah, and if they both get really lethargic, and especially if they start coughing, that's a huge sign to get them checked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, coughing is a big one, because it gets into the lungs.
Okay, because I know my dog was coughing not too long ago, but does it come and go, or do you know?
It usually sticks around for a little bit. The symptoms might change a little bit. But basically, it stays for some time. I mean, I had it for, in fact, if I got tested today, I would still get positive that I have valley fever. Because once you have it, you always have it. You might have, the symptoms might dissipate, but you're always going to have it.
Yeah, I know valley fever is not good at all.
It's you sleep a lot. And that's, for a short while I thought that Josie had that was her problem. But I got a test and it wasn't, just because she was sleeping so much. So, mm-hmm. but, you know, just keep an eye on if your dog, Sparky, starts coughing again,
mm-hmm.
I would go get him checked for valley fever.
Okay, and there is a medication for it, though.
Yeah, there's pills that you give him.
Okay.
And you can go down to even Nogales and get the pills even cheaper. You just get a prescription and you can go down there.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thank you then.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye. Take care. Thank you for listening. And we have Jackie from California on line one. How are you?
For taking my call.
Jackie?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, you need to speak up a little bit.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And my daughter has a dog named Picasso.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Picasso stays with me because for 2 years when we first got him, my daughter was in an apartment where he couldn't go. And so he sort of thinks that he's my dog, but he stays over there because she's got two other dogs and she has two new little babies, and at one point he was nipping at the babies, so he came and stayed with me. Now he's really happy kind of going back and forth, but I'm just always confused whether I should take him or not, like where he would rather be or whatever. Can you get any idea on that?
He's happy wherever he is.
Okay.
He really is very easygoing, and he's very protective of babies.
Mm-hmm.
Very protective. I'm not getting that he meant any harm whatsoever.
No, I think you know babies poke their noses and pull their
mm-hmm.
ears and things like that. So, and you know he can be a little nervous sometimes, but
very hyper. He's got lots of energy.
He does. And so So I like him having him here, but you know, I want him to be in the place where he's, you know, happiest. So
if you want him, keep him. He'd be fine.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, but I wasn't sure if I was reading him right.
Please, he loves you.
Yeah.
You guys have a very special bond, so it's no problem.
Yep, okay.
He's an easygoing dog.
Yeah, he's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another thing happened to me when I was young, or in my 20s. I had to give a dog that I was very, very close to, his name's Blackburn, to my brother and his wife while I was going to college. And it really upset him because they treated him like a dog, though very nicely. But
right.
I treated him like a human.
Yes, kind of like I treat Josie. Go on.
I mean, we were just so bonded, but I couldn't keep him in this place that I wanted to stay, and so I had to give him up. And he was at like 150 miles away, so I didn't really get to see him very much. And he got really mad at me for giving him up. And I've always felt, you know, not too good about that. And I kind of wondered, you know, just how animals forgive you if, you know, like he passed away and I wasn't, you know, there or anything like that. And I know he had a decent life, but we had a special bond, and I've always felt really guilty about it, frankly.
There's no reason to let go of the guilt.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you treated him very, very good. And I just feel like you said, he was treated like a dog and he couldn't understand why he was being treated like a dog. And
yeah.
I don't think it's necessary he was angry at you, though he might have taken it out on you. He also felt like he had done something wrong.
Yeah.
And he didn't understand what he had done.
Yeah. See, that breaks my heart.
Oh, no. He got over it. Get over it. No.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
It's funny how long you can mourn a situation, you know.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. And until you realize it's really not serving you, unless you can find something out of it that's helping you grow, it's really best just to let it go.
Yeah.
It's just the dog really was there for you. And it's like he wasn't able to complete his agreement with you.
Yeah.
And it felt like he had done something wrong. But don't beat yourself up. Don't think you did anything wrong. You did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think dogs go to doggy heaven or...
They cross a rainbow bridge, most definitely.
Actually, where we go, you know.
Yeah.
Too. So I always feel like when people, well, and dogs, pass on that life is quite nice.
Yes, so, it is.
I don't suffer too much except that I miss people and things like that, but I just always know that it's a really wonderful place to be. So.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I couldn't understand why Josie kept coming back here. Because she knows where she's going. I mean, she has a beautiful bed over there. She's got people to look after her. She really is going to be spoiled, even more so on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back here. It's like, dudette, come on, get a glow. And it's just like, I love her to pieces and I appreciate her, but I want her to have the very best. And I know over there is, and she's not suffering. I mean, she does what she wants. She really has a very good life here. So I actually had a friend who said, you know, she has the best life here. What could be any better on the other side? I'm going, oh, it can be so much, but she doesn't have to worry about even eating. I mean, she gets instantly just think of, oh, I want a steak. Boom, she'll have a steak. Where me, it's like, you know, let me see in the freezer if I have one, but, you know, otherwise she might have to have chicken again. So.
Yeah. It's just that on this side, you get hugs and you get that physical feeling of the embrace and things like that, you know. I'm not sure that that's, you know, in the forum that we go to that we get that kind of thing.
Sure we do.
Well, maybe.
You know, I just, anything that we, I mean, a lot of people think that we come here so we get those human emotions.
Well, not
we're
just
energy.
Emotion, the physical.
And you were saying?
Not just emotion, but the physical.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I just know that the spiritual side does feel. They do sense. They still, they know
exactly
what it's like. They know what a hug feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I have been hugged literally by a spirit, physically.
Oh.
So I've been kissed by a spirit. I was kissed by Jesus on the forehead. I physically felt him kissing me in this reality. So it's, I think it's all, we're all one. And we can all feel and sense and just be very connected to everyone. We just need to be open to it.
Definitely. Okay, well, that's good news.
Yes.
All right, well, Jennifer, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening, Jackie. You take care.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It is a very interesting time that I think that everybody's senses, I mean, all senses are really being activated and people are becoming much more sensitive to the other side. And it is really wonderful to have that experience of knowing that, like your animal or your granddad or a relative or a friend is going to the other side and the you can still communicate with them. I mean, that's the one thing that I've never felt a fear of death. I embrace life. I embrace the people that are in my life, but you really have to understand that you can talk to anybody who's passed on the other side. Like, I can tell you, I said, oh, hi, Buck, just don't mess up anything. And I know he heard me. I just casually just caught the tip of his ears and the tip of his tail on my couch. The rest of him was just, I just sensed his beingness. So if you have a grandmother or a grandfather and it's just, you know they're there. It's, for me, it's like, I know when my grandfather or somebody is around, I hear their laugh. That wonderful laugh that when you're a kid, you just know it's there. So embrace those moments and remember them how they were when they're alive, because that's how they're going to come back and talk to you so you can sense it, so you know it's real. They'll leave signs for you in something that you can relate to them. And that's what it's all about. Like when Josie finally does go to the other side, I know that she'll leave something for me. I know that I will know she's around. So in this beautiful time of transition for all of us in one way or another, it's just time to really breathe deep and really know what's going on. And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, I hope you gain new insights and information. Till next time.